综合模拟演练九，第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. Hi, Tony. Shall we go out for a walk?
Oh, I'd like to, but take a look out into the sky.
Oh, no. It's beginning to rain. So we may just sit down before the television. Text 2.
What is your mother doing in her night clothes? It's only 6:30 in the afternoon.
She doesn't feel very well. She is going to have an early night. Text 3.
I had a very strange dream last night. I dreamed I won a competition.
Oh, really? What did you win? Money? A new bike?
I won a holiday in Beijing. I hope it will come true.
Text 4.
What is the phone number I gave you, Lily?
It's 137-692-2612.
Oh, I am sorry. It should have been 127-692-2621.
Okay, let me correct it. Text 5.
Hi, Mrs. Wong. Sorry I failed the competition again, but I really tried my best.
No one is sure to succeed every time. Cheer up, young man. You will have more chances.
Thank you, Mrs. Wong. I'll try harder next time.
Text 2.听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料回答第六七题。
Will your roommate be home later?
No, he is working on campus now.He works there every afternoon until 5:30, and I'll be at work until at least 11 o'clock.
I really can't swing by until 3 o'clock at the earliest. Hey, I have an idea. Why don't you leave your notebook somewhere outside your dorm, where I can find it?
Okay, let me think. There are some bushes just to the right of the front door,Just next to a big tree, I'll stick my notebook behind them, okay?
Thanks. You're a lifesaver. Will your roommate be home later?
No. He is working on campus now. He works there every afternoon until 5:30, and I'll be at work until at least 11 o'clock.
I really can't swing by until 3 o'clock at the earliest. Hey, I have an idea. Why don't you leave your notebook somewhere outside your dorm where I can find it?
Okay, let me think. There are some bushes just to the right of the front door. Just next to a big tree, I'll stick my notebook behind them, okay?
Thanks. You're a lifesaver. Hello, restaurant. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to book a table for this evening.
Yes, sir. What time?
6 o'clock.
Certainly. For how many people?
There are 12 of us.
12 of you? But we don't usually accept large parties, sir.
I know, but we are regular customers.
What's your name, please, sir?
Tom Smith.
Mr. Smith. Of course. That'll be all right. We'll put two tables together.
Thanks.
What food would you prefer for today, sir? We have fresh seafood tonight.
No, we'd like to eat vegetables.
Hello, restaurant. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to book a table for this evening.
Yes, sir. What time?
6 o'clock.
Certainly. For how many people?
There are 12 of us.
12 of you? But we don't usually accept large parties, sir.
I know, but we are regular customers.
What's your name, please, sir?
Tom Smith.
Mr. Smith. Of course. That'll be all right. We'll put two tables together.
Thanks.
What food would you prefer for today, sir? We have fresh seafood tonight.
No, we'd like to eat vegetables.
Hello,
Susan. You know when Mother's Day is, but do you know when Father's Day is?
No, I don't know. Do you know when it is?
Yes. Father's Day is on the third Sunday in June. So I am going to buy a watch for my father as a present.
A nice watch would be a very good present.
What are you going to give to your father?
Let me see. I'll buy a tie for his new suit and say Happy Father's Day to him.
Your father will be very glad if you do that.
I think so.
Hello, Susan. You know when Mother's Day is, but do you know when Father's Day is?
No, I don't know. Do you know when it is?
Yes. Father's Day is on the third Sunday in June. So I am going to buy a watch for my father as a present.
A nice watch would be a very good present.
What are you going to give to your father?
Let me see. I'll buy a tie for his new suit and say Happy Father's Day to him.
Your father will be very glad if you do that.
I think so.
听第九段材料，回答第十四至十七题。
Hi, Lucy.
Hi, Tony.
You look really well. Have you been on vacation?
Sure have. I was in China.
Nice. How was it?
Terrific. I had a wonderful time. It was really nice to get away from work and stuff.
Where did you go?
Hainan Island and Qingdao.
How did you like Hainan Island?
Well, it's cleaner than I thought it would be, and there are lots of trees, so I liked it better than I thought I would. But it's huge, and it's really hard to get around. The ship service is terrible, and of course, they don't have a subway system. We had to rent a car.
And was the weather good?
Oh, yes. It was nice and warm in Hainan Island.
What about Qingdao?
The weather? It was cooler than Hainan Island, but it wasn't uncomfortable.
Cool in Qingdao? That's surprising.
Yeah, it surprised me a bit too. And it was a problem because we didn't take any sweaters or anything. But they say it's always like that in December. Anyway, I loved it. It's probably the most beautiful city in China.
You are lucky. Hi, Lucy.
Hi, Tony.
You look really well. Have you been on vacation?
Sure have. I was in China.
Nice. How was it?
Terrific. I had a wonderful time. It was really nice to get away from work and stuff.
Where did you go?
Hainan Island and Qingdao.
How did you like Hainan Island?
Well, it's cleaner than I thought it would be, and there are lots of trees, so I liked it better than I thought I would. But it's huge, and it's really hard to get around. The ship service is terrible, and of course, they don't have a subway system. We had to rent a car.
And was the weather good?
Oh, yes. It was nice and warm in Hainan Island.
What about Qingdao?
The weather? It was cooler than Hainan Island, but it wasn't uncomfortable.
Cool in Qingdao? That's surprising.
Yeah, it surprised me a bit too. And it was a problem because we didn't take any sweaters or anything. But they say it's always like that in December. Anyway, I loved it. It's probably the most beautiful city in China.
You are lucky.
听第十段材料，回答第十八至二十题。
Many children like stamp collecting.Stamp collecting didn't start until 1854. As time passes, there are more and more stamp collectors. Not only children, but also men and women collect stamps. In 1921, America began selling stamps to the collectors. In some countries, there are even lessons on stamp collecting in school.People are becoming more and more interested in stamps. Every picture on a stamp has a meaning in it. It may be the head of a famous person or an important place. Each stamp tells us a story.
Many children like stamp collecting. Stamp collecting didn't start until 1854. As time passes, there are more and more stamp collectors. Not only children, but also men and women collect stamps. In 1921, America began selling stamps to the collectors. In some countries, there are even lessons on stamp collecting in school. People are becoming more and more interested in stamps. Every picture on a stamp has a meaning in it. It may be the head of a famous person or an important place. Each stamp tells us a story.